Welcome to the Curious Fire podcast with your hosts, Alan Hennessy and Trevor Lorkings. This is the podcast that will ignite your thoughts and set your curiosity on fire. And now, here is this week's episode.
Hello and welcome to the Curious Fire podcast. This is episode number 21, and we're talking about switching off your brain to think. And I'm joined today by my co-host here, Mr. Alan Hennessy. Good evening, Alan.
How are you? Good evening, good morning, good afternoon, whatever it is. And I love saying it that way because you know what it is? Because it throws people when you say, normally people say good morning, good afternoon, good evening. So if you say good afternoon, good morning, good evening, they go, what? Alan, that doesn't make sense. That doesn't make sense.
It's like your brain isn't switched off, is it, Alan?
No. And this is the other one. You know when people say, oh, I'm all sixes and sevens? You've heard that saying before. I never say that. I always say, oh Jesus, I'm nines and 23s. And they all go, what? And it's yet again, it's to make people think, and it's just something different. And I've had people come back to me and says, I use that saying now. So I say, yeah, anyway. So yes, Alan Hennessy, how are you? I'm happy to be here, delighted to be here. Episode 21, into double figures. Well, we've been in double figures for a while now, but I suppose this is the 20s, let's just say.
Alrighty. We're in the 20s. We did 20 last time, so we're well into our 20s now.
Yeah, 21. Well, yeah, that's it. Well, I was a long time since I was 20, but I won't go into that. Yeah, switch off your brain to think. There's people sitting out there going, huh? What do you mean? How can you switch
going on about?
How can you switch your brain off to think? You have to tune your brain up. No. Okay. So let me give you a little story before on how this sort of this came about, this idea for this podcast. Is the other week, I think it was about 2 weeks ago, I was sitting in the office and I had a load of work to do. Let's just say you know that type of work.
I had a shed load of work.
I think of another word. But anyway, so I'm sitting there and I says, okay, right. And I'm in the middle of this Monday morning, as you do. You know yourself, Monday morning's it's quite hard to get going, but you do. You say, right, especially if you're working for yourself.
Yeah.
You have to get going. So I'm in the middle of this and I'm said, right, I have a load of work to do. And I had the whole day planned out. I had my diary. I says, right, I have my list. That's what I'm going to do. Tick off the first thing. Next of all, the phone rings and a client rings me and they started talking to me and they says, oh, I need you to do this. This ended up, this particular job that they were looking for me, they said it'll only take about a half an hour. It ended up taking 84 hours. It was a frustrating piece of work, right? I'm not going to go into the details of what it was, but it was part of me in this was the job that I was that I was doing. Because my brain was so full of work that I had to do, this was it was really getting in on top of me.
Yeah,
and it really, really started to impact on me. Now, the point that I'm making here is that I was so busy doing this that the phone rang in the middle of doing this particular job for this particular person. And I picked up the phone, answered the phone to the person and said, sorry, I can't talk, I'm too busy, and hung the phone up. Now, if you know me, I don't do that. I'm usually going to say, yeah, Grant, okay, hold on, and I'll stop and I'll do it. But I was just too busy. But what it was it was my brain. It was me being so busy in my own head that I hadn't got time to process another piece of information coming into it. What I ended up having to do was, okay, I says, right, I have to stand up and get out and go for a walk. And I literally went for a 10-minute walk just to clear my head. Now, you might say, but you didn't clear your head. Well, you know, I suppose in some ways that's me just to refocus. But the point that I'm trying to make here is that I needed to switch off my brain at that point of time because it was so important. But I think the underlying fact was that I was able to actually recognize that I had to switch it off. And I don't think a lot of people do that. And that's sort of one of the reasons why I suppose we're talking about this today.
Fascinating. I think that there's two threads that I'm inspired by two different people that I like a good quote. I've actually got double for you today. I've got two quotes for you today.
Yeah, because we missed out on one last time.
We did, didn't we? So I saved one up. There's a really good one. Short and sweet. It says, I take showers to think. By J.R. Rim. Whoever J.R. Rim is, don't know. Anyway. And it's quite interesting. You hear a lot of people say, you know, where do you get your best ideas from? Where do you get your inspiration from? They said, normally it's in the shower. And there's this weird thing that people find, they have a shower and suddenly an idea pops into their head or a solution to a problem or something. It's like, oh, I've been thinking about that. And the shower is where they think. There's another interesting quote, Paul Cézanne, that says, if I think, everything is lost.
I don't understand that. I don't understand that one.
Well, that's one of these ones, but when you're really in that zone of doing something and you're really focused on that thing you're doing, like you were doing, that task, you were so focused on that task, that's what you were doing. If you had to stop and think, it's gone. You lost it.
Yeah.
You lost the focus of what you were doing. And I find that sometimes I'm doing like some computer programming and I'm really in the throes of building some algorithms and programming and I can't type quick enough. I know what I'm trying to do. I know how it's got to pan out and I'm typing all this computer programming. I just want to type quicker and quicker because I want to get everything that's in my brain onto the computer screen on the typing. Yeah. And I know if I suddenly stop and break that train of thought, I've lost it. Oh, no, I lost it. Gone. It's just disappeared.
Yeah, I would agree with you on that because I've often done that myself.
Yeah.
I'd be writing a piece and like that.
Yeah.
Someone will walk in and I go back and I go, oh, what the hell? And I could be a mid-sentence of typing something. But like that, I can't find it. It's gone.
So I think there was two ways here, but I think the shower one more popular is like this. People say, oh, you know, sometimes what do you do to switch off? What, you know, when you're really stressed and got lots going on, what do you do to switch off? And people say, oh, I don't know, I'll go and make a cup of tea or I'll go and take the dog for a walk or I'll go and do the ironing. Ironing? I don't know. That's the limit. I have my limits, but.
now.
Yeah.
Be careful.
We do not
mind doing ironing.
I just do ironing, for
people out there.
Disclaimers.
This is a disclaimer. We do ironing.
I do it on the sixth Wednesday of every month. I do my ironing anyway. And anyway, but the point with it, they all generally are coming up with sort of, I don't want to use the word mundane really, but repetitive, easy tasks. You know, taking your dog for a walk, you still have to think. You still have to work out where are you going to walk? Have you got the dog lead? Have you got a coat if it's going to rain? You know, how long are you going to be? There's stuff going on in your head. You can't shut your eyes because otherwise you'll fall off the pavement. But so there is thinking going on. And the point being the brain is kind of not switched off. It's focused.
Yeah.
It's focused on walking the dog. But because your brain isn't stressed, it's a bit like, I don't know, your computer, isn't it? If you've got one browser on one tab open on your computer and nothing else, and all you're doing is watching, say, a YouTube video, your computer's sitting there going, well, this is easy. It's just one video. I can cope with that. No trouble at all. It has lots of capacity to do lots of other things. And our brain is the same, that if you're focused on one simple task, that's probably a repetitive task you've done numerous times before, you suddenly free up your brain to receive more of that input from your mind. And your mind is there going, at last, I can get some messages through to this brain. I've been trying for days and it's been so busy, I can't get in. So suddenly there's a great capacity opens up for your mind to send all this information into your brain. And then you go, that's a good idea, isn't it? Why haven't I thought of that before? And you hadn't thought of that before because you hadn't stopped thinking.
Yeah.
Because you're thinking about too many things because you're too busy. So actually the trick is not to switch your brain off. It's actually to focus it on something where it hasn't got to think, which then means you can then think about the things without thinking about them that then come in into the big void you've opened up to get all those new ideas in.
Yeah, so it's similar to, I suppose, changing your state of mind. Changing your state being that, you know, okay, if you see one thing one way, you know, look at it from a different angle and you'll see it. And I think that's, in a sense, that would be what we're talking about here in a roundabout way. But I do agree with you that if you stop, like, as I said, that morning, I was so stressed out. I actually got very upset. But the beauty was, and the good thing about it was, is, and I can see this where if people don't understand how this works or they don't have the, you know, they don't have what I have, but like, from studying the NLP and stuff like that, I knew the trigger. I knew that there was something there that I had to change, right? And I think most people can do that. And no, I tell a lie, everyone can do it. But it's just, it's training your brain to be able to understand that and to be able to do that. So that's that's one part of it. But I think the other side of that is that I know I got upset and I knew if I kept going at it, I was either going to break down, cry, or I was going to literally lose the plot. And, you know, whatever it may be. But that's how serious it got. Yeah. So I think it was that mental agility to be able to say, hold on here, something's happening here and I need to change it. But I do believe that, as you say, it's like switching your brain off to, and giving it that room, I suppose, to breathe and to calm down. Because as you say, if you have a computer and you have, you know, everything open, of course it's going to put strain on a computer. So it's exactly the same, which I suppose, in your head.
Well, I think it's the case of it's not switching it off. It's just focusing it on something.
That's what I mean.
That's the thing. I mean, it's a bit similar to like meditation. A lot of people say, oh, I can't meditate. I can't switch my mind off. I can't meditate. As soon as I start to meditate, I think about loads of things. But that's the power of meditation. The power of meditation is really to connect to your mind, to explore the depth. We saw about depth before, didn't we? The depth and width and scope of your mind that normally you don't do because your brain's so busy doing stuff, that the mind's sitting there going, oh, I can't get through. You know, I've got all this wonderful, those ideas, inspiration, gifts of life to come through, but the brain is too busy to receive it all. And the point with meditation is that the mind is very active during meditation. And so if it's, oh, I can't calm my mind, you're not meant to calm your mind. The point is, again, you're calming the brain to allow the mind to come in with gifts of life that you never would quite tap into because you haven't explored them, because you never calmed the brain enough to kind of talk to your mind. Yeah. And it frustrates me so many times because, oh, I don't meditate because I can't calm my mind. And you're thinking, that's the whole point. You know, it's exploring the difference between your brain and your mind, where most people haven't got a clue there's a difference of where they are, what they are, and whatever. But the meditation side of it is tapping into that other power that you've got, which most of the time you ignore because your brain's too busy. So I think that's a reason why perhaps in the shower, most people probably wouldn't have to think too much about how to have a shower.
No.
But you have to accept your brain is still doing something because you're standing up, you've turned a tap, you squeezed the shower gel bottle, you found the shampoo, whatever, you've done stuff to do it. But it's not stressful stuff. You haven't got to kind of stress about it too much. So it frees up that capacity, and your mind is sitting there screaming at you all day going, at last, I can get some messages through. I've got all these wonderful bits of inspiration and all the answers to your problems, and I can now let you have them.
And it's similar to when you lie in the bed. It's similar when you lie in the bed. Like, I would do that every night. When I lie in bed, I will actually sort of, and I suppose in a sense it's, you know, okay, maybe I'm sort of contradicting what we're talking about here, but it's a sense of me clearing my brain. It's given my brain the chance to actually calm down. And I will always lie in the bed and I'll close my eyes, and I don't, like, I wouldn't just go hit the pillow, go to sleep. I've never done it. I will lie there for a few minutes. But what I do is I clear the brain, and I literally go to a lake, and I go to where the street. But what I'm doing is I'm just opening up and just saying, right, okay, this my brain is. It's telling my brain that this is where you go to relax. This is where you want to go to relax. And this is where we'll let you go to relax, because this is what you're doing. Because I suppose the conscious mind is saying, well, you're in bed and you're lying down, so you might as well go and do that, because this is the right time to do that. And we've talked about that before. But it's the conscious mind is telling me to go there, whereas the unconscious mind is saying, okay, right, now you've opened up, mate. Now you've given me space, and your brain has been given space to take these thoughts in and go to these places that you want to go to. Do you know what I mean? And that's what I listened to a podcast only the other day, and the guy was talking about, he was doing some work with guys in a jail. And one of the actual guys who was in jail actually said to him, he says, I have a great life in here. And your man says, I can't understand, how have you a great life in here? You're locked up, whatever, 16 hours a day. You can't get outside. You've no freedom. You know, he says, no, hold on. He says, I'm locked up every day. He says, but he says, I'm getting fed daily. Mm-hmm. Yep. I'm getting a bed. Mm. I'm in a warm place all the time, and I can go anywhere I want in my head. I don't have to physically go there. He says, whereas my wife has two kids, and he says, and she's stressing about money, but getting, you know, feeding the kids, all them things. He says, I don't have any of that. He says, okay, I'm incarcerated here, but the power of his mind was able to say, yeah, I can go wherever I want to go in the world. So hence, similar to what we're talking about, we have that opportunity. And I think, as you say, you know, if we're going to switch off our brains to think, we're not actually switching them off, but we're just giving them space.
Yeah. Well, it's organized. It's having a tidy up, isn't it? I think that's more the point. It's clearing out the bit of thinking you don't need to do at that moment, giving it something simple to do, which then gives it the capacity to free up that connection to mind and other beyond forces. So.
Yeah, I think that's good. And I think that is sort of it's an interesting conversation. And I think we could, you know, you could probably expand it, but I don't want to overload people with so much information. But I do think that, you know, I suppose the lesson and the takeaway from today, what I would try to say here would be is that, you know, I think what we need to do as humans is to give yourself that space. Is that when you do feel that coming on, when you do feel that coming on. Now, don't get me wrong, I am no, you know, whatever the word is, a psychologist or you know, mental health expert, and I'm not, and I never will be. But what I do know is that from a layman's point of view, and just from my point of view, what works for me may work for you, is that if you give yourself space and you give yourself that, you know, if you're able to recognize that stress or that stress level that's building within your head, is this to be able to stand up and walk away from it and say, okay, all right, I need to stop here and I need to refocus on something else. And even if it's only for 5 minutes, like, okay, I went for a walk, it took me a 20 minute walk, but at the same token, that's what I wanted to do. I needed to just give me that room. It could be as simple as you say, as going downstairs, making a cup of tea, or, you know, even going having a shower and just letting that water soak into your, you know, and soak into your head.
Yeah.
Because there's nothing like the feeling of water on your body.
I think it's changing that moment of reality, isn't it? I think. And there's another, you want a third quote? We can do three quotes in one show.
Oh God, we're going all out here. Oh. Yeah. Between your quotes, but you know, the only thing you haven't said is back in the day when I had a real job.
You had a proper job. Oh, we'll save that for another show.
Okay.
No, really, a quote here, like this one. While the mind is timeless, the brain is in reality.
Mm.
And I think that's the trick of your mind is in a timeless realm and your brain is in reality. So if you suddenly change the current reality by changing what the brain is doing, you're opened up more to explore the timeless nature of mind.
Very true. Very true. Yes, I see the point. I'm sitting here talking to you and I'm going, I need a quote. give me a quote, you know. But I'm not going to find one. I'm not going to try and conjure up something. If it's not there, it's not there. If it's not in my brain, it's not there. It's out at the moment.
Not
so,
in reality.
Exactly. Brilliant stuff. So as I said, take away, give yourself time, stop, stand back. Give yourself a bit of space, you know, switch off the brain to think, because I think that's very important as well.
Yeah.
Trevor, how can people get in contact with us if they want to reach out to us?
If they want to contact us with lots of curious things, find us on Twitter. We are Curious Fire Pod over on Twitter, so you can always contact us there. We're on Facebook as well. If you want to find us on Facebook, Curious Fire Podcast, and that's a good two places to contact us.
Mm. And if you have suggestions for the program, or you'd like to even come on and guest on the show, please do get in contact with us, because we'd love to hear from you. Just send us a PM or send us a tweet. You know, we will be happy to try and facilitate them if we can. And if we think you're interested enough or curious enough, we'll invite you on the show. We had Dee Scott on a couple of weeks back, and a really good show as well. So do check that out. I think it's episode number 19 or something.
I think it was.
So, what was it? The time, all about time. Yeah, so well worth having to check it out.
Yeah.
But guys, have a great week, and thanks so much for joining us today. Hopefully you learned something, or you it gave you a little bit of a spark into your curiosity as well.
Yeah.
You know, I think that's what we try to do. We want to hear from you. Tell us what your curiosity is bringing to you today. So until next time, have a great week. As I always say, stay safe and stay curious. Trevor?
Stay thinking.
Hey, until next time. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to the Curious Fire podcast with Alan Hennessy and Trevor Lorkings. If you would like to get in contact, tweet @CuriousFirePod on Twitter. Join us next week for another episode that will ignite your thoughts and set your curiosity on fire. Remember to stay curious.